private often meant the person, but it's not on the same pat line. The person calls him to go up with the prophet, he means to stay for the prophet. Of course, the mission means to stay for the mission. It means to raise it. That's what the Kiddush said. You can use the verb as a Bechule. The Bechule is left out, and at the end. But it's in the beginning, that's where it's a little bit not so sound. But all right, it's a process. You don't got it, but it's a process. It's a process. According to this, it's amazing. According to this, what the riot is, the Kohen Gadol, Korea, the Tzaraco. So you see that Tzarac, of course, the mission means to stay for the mission. It means to erase it. That's what the Kiddush said. You can use the verb as a Bechule. The Bechule is left out, and at the end. But it's in the beginning, that's where it's a little bit not so sound. But all right, it's a process. You don't got it, but it's a process. It's a process. According to this, it's amazing. According to this, what the riot is, the Kohen Gadol, Korea, the Tzaraco. So you see that Tzaraco, that's is no age, Bereza. Hold on. Oh, now. According to this, it's a big city. The only part of our verse is not a part of the Kohen Gadol is what? What about that? It's Poreh Poreh. Special grant to come. However, other general verbs for what? They would have brought. They would have brought. No rabbi must know what as far as the Kriya is concerned. Comes the Keren Ora. And the cop thought, oh, there's a shot in the Rambam. Rambam is a good draw. What did Ritzvah do? Ritzvah, for reasons of his own, getting out of a good big cut. Why did the Gemara start the race and all this? And why did the Gemara say that Matravena also is contradictory right? The Ritzvah has to be more than meant to talk the race. Because the race is a critical riot. Then what's Palea Polis? That's a critical riot. The other thing is we can just forget about that. The riot in the Priya Prima. So what's the riot? It's Kohen Gadol, Terego, because it's about Kriya concern. That's all about over here. The Kohen Gadol is Kalea, the Tzaraco, we see the Tzaraco, no, you believe it. That's the most. No, the Raya told me that was Kriya. But as far as regular of this, we're not discussing anything. Oh, that's Shabbat Ramon, we say. That was in Kohen Gadol, no, that there is against the Gemara. We answered this, how do you answer before? Actually, looking at the Raya said of the Rabbanon, he says, no, it's the Kohen Gadol. He said, between Kriya and the rest, Kriya is not a part of the Kohen Gadol. That's the Gemara means over here, and a Pareda and a Pareda. Right? Whereas, other than the Rebbe, two part. What the Kohen Gadol be the right? Not against Al Gemara. Al Gemara, the sister Tyre, which is was read between the lines, over, under, around, and through. The Ritzvah stuck in the connected thing. The Ritzvah said, well, that's Kriya. We're not talking about regular Rebbe. The Rebbe is going to would have brought. This is what the Kohen Gadol suggests, and all that based upon the Ritzvah chat in the city. In the city. Oh. Yes. I can hear. The Hatan Tosh Ma. What's the Sarah? What's the Mark Tarot? Mark, no. Mouth. Mitzorah, Mouth, Yan and Sarat over Red. Is there a passage of Sarat and Yan? Yes or no? Drop the Gemara Tosh Ma, Vasarua. The rabbi's Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol does have Sarat. Does not. Including what Sarat means. It's the God of Youth Rubin. Okay? We have ripped garment. Right? But we know that a Kohen Gadol is Kiregel as far as Kriya is concerned. And yet the Kohen Gadol from the story is Korea. So what do we see? That it's not Varego. Or did the Ritzvot to put a faster on it? Took the whole Gemara and shift into the arena of Kriya. Not what I know. The man to say that there is the right to exist for the Kohen Gadol. The Khalifa from the Kohen Gadol based upon the Khalifa of the Ritzvah. Oh. However, to be honest, if you look at other Yisonis, the Tosfos the Rosh, the Tosfos the Rish, we'll quote by the same Olah Yisokar, the very beautiful piece, says, quote the Tosfos the Rosh, the Simchat Kvishas of the Kohen Gadol, lo nas mi lachul olam avelu tamech. Not expressing, you have the impression that there's no Averus at all for a Kohen Gadol. The Pasuk chat, I think the Pasuk would also say that the talking about the riot up from Kriya. The riot from what? It's from Kraigoro Makrivone. Makrivone. By the way, it goes against the Mishnah Rabbah. The Mishnah Rabbah says, and the Mishnah Kinnah calls the Mishnah Rabbah. The Hilchos Ovel, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud, the beginning of Dibur HaMas Kohen, the Mishnah Rabbah says that Onen is also to do Avoda and to eat Kachim to Rega. Avet does not apply to Rega as a Mechav Kinnah, says the Mishnah Rabbah, but Aninus does. It's part of it, you can't call the Shad Nara Gemara. It's over the withdrawal. Let's go look at what's wrong. Could be. Could be. I'm sorry? Right. But, maybe I'll be the parrot. Maybe. Yeah, okay. Sure, Mr. Lono. Yes. Oh. So the withdrawal says, we're not bringing right. It's irrelevant. Makri and Ochos, all irrelevant. We discuss them purely laws of Kriya. So we don't care about Makri and Ochos. We don't care about Makri, we don't care about Ochos. Yes. But it's probably going to be, if you're anticipating, according to the Post of Ross and Post of Kriya, that the Raya is from Makri, but ain't no Ochos. How contradictory Raya. We spent the whole life on the Mishnah, you know. Can be right either way. Till they fly. For the Post of Kriya, what we say, we call it Bavarn the Kash. What that means? He touched upon the question. And he writes, because it's rich, but even though as far as Achilah is concerned, it's not like Regel, it doesn't matter. It's proven a good proof anyway. But what does that mean? What kind of business doesn't matter? Why doesn't it matter? You take a look and you say for all of you, Yisrael is a beautiful text. It's Simon Aleph. He says, based upon the Rambam, the Hilchos Bias Mitzvah, the Rambam says, in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, text and text, Rambam writes, that someone who's an aninus cannot eat kachim. The man alo halti be only an aninus. If I might say to you, do I have kachim in kavakoma? Then he says in the next level, Allah says, a kain gado, also not. The man alo halti kada tayom. He's the man I said. The kachim is, he already quoted the pasuk of lo halti be only an aninus, that a person cannot eat by aninus. Why didn't you next discuss the pasuk of the Akhalt Yukhad and Sayyamah to the NSM to obscure Kari Goro, to the Baal of the Pastor. So the answer like this, based on a local text, because of a speech. The Almond says, a well-known, who's an all-name, there's a mace, low mace, when I clothed, so Chayav leads Abel Aleher. Well, we just got this saying before, because I'm going to Minchas Chino for a lot, a Kari Goro is not Chayav leads Abel. Because he's not kindly tamed. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol cannot be excluded from the regular pulse of the rock. No apology be owning Imanu. Because the Kohen Gadol is not really an owner. This is not mitame, he's not mitabo, he's not an owner. Oh. What about Anna Kohen? Different talk. Yachalti chada tayom, ayita v'ene hachem. What does that mean? The Rashi says in Yuma that Yudawad and Manawa, says Rashi, the Pasuk says, Lemoshka. What's Lemoshka mean? Even the letters of its color. So, Moshka, Simcha, same letter. Lemoshka is the Gzula. Means that we're in a position of greatness, which includes being happy. The person who says, then he's not considered in the situation of Lemoshka. The Rashi in Yuma, that Yudawad, the just talk about it. Mm-hmm. Right? His syntax is just like Simcha Gedula. Oh, it comes out. I think in that Gemara, he's having... Yes, it's divorced wife. Somebody crying girls, divorced his wife, and it's nice, and the whole stuff. It's not even really his wife, technically speaking. Yes, they're both there. When it comes to being scared, it's his wife, he loves her. Yes, it's a technicality, it's a temporary divorce for one day. He still feels a tremendous sad, he should die, the Gemara said. And yet, there will be a status of Aninus. Because a lack of Simcha, and you see it. The other one is Bikurim. How do you know an owner can't be Bikurim? So none of us are Maksa B'Kharato. Because he's a Tzirch of Rabban Nimes. And the Yishanu is in Bikurim. L'Moshka, L'Simcha, L'Zula. The famous like Rashi, the Simcha. According to this, we understand what's in the Gemara very well. Kohen Gadol, 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 Kohen Gadol Makrevoda. The fact that he's Makrevoda proves conclusively that what? That he's treated as Kerevim. I, the Eda, all fail. That's not because of a formal din of Aninus. No, it's only in Kerevim. But Pinsias, he's not the Simcha. He's not the Simcha. Pinsias is not the Simcha. Pinsias is not the Simcha. Kohen Gadol is the Rebbe, Pinsias is not the Simcha. So therefore, he cannot eat. Look at the case in the Gemara. The technically speaking of divorce, but the Messiah is not the Simcha. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. So that doesn't prove that Kohen Gadol is not the Rego. It doesn't mean anything. If this is a matter of, he's not the Simcha. Interesting, could it just have that quantity? That the Rego, the Khalil of the Kohen is losing the relatives. The Rego, he has to be Mizgaga, the first time in the Roman Gora, he has to be Mizgaga, and he has to not steal the Simcha. It's a master of the Chayekha's Balei. You have to start to overcome your emotions and do the Simcha. Unbelievable. The Rego is the higher Mike Rego. Can't wait for the Kohen Gadol stop. But the Rego is supposed to be a special limit of the Simcha to overcome it. But this distinction is what he called the forbidden study. A Kohen Gadol is impossible to become the emotion of the Simcha by Nidus. And the Rego is a key to overcome the emotion and become Simcha. You do the Simcha. But as far as the Ike Din of Aninus, which is depending upon Akrava, Kohen Gadol is correct on Amish. This is an understanding of the Gemara, and it is really shown in why the fact that Eino Ochel does not contradict that which said before of Kohen Gadol Kol Hashana to regular Kuli Amadoni. That's a side of the Kuda, whether it's a Simcha or not. But the Raya of the Gemara is from Kohen Gadol Makrona to show that Kohen Gadol Kol Hashana is the regular Kuli Amadoni. We'll stop here and then tomorrow we'll continue. Yesterday we spoke about a very good right, huh? Speaking yesterday about the fact that the Chalpi Chatzis Hayom is not the Mokka for Avelos perhaps, but only for these man of one day. So, that Chalpi is not the Mokka for the dinner of Avelos. So, we mentioned yesterday that by the Kohen Gadol, according to a first interpretation, there is no Avelis D'oraisa at all. No Avelis D'oraisa by Kohen Gadol. Because no Avelis D'oraisa by Kohen Gadol, the Chol is difficult to assume that the Achav Tichad HaSayom by Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, is the Mokka for Avelis. There is no Avelis by Kohen Gadol. Before we have to say it, look, if you look in the Ketzer Mishnah, there was B.S. Mitzvah said, Be'ez HaLachatet, he says, how do you know the Shia Laninus Yom Rishon D'oraisa? You know it from Aaron HaKohen? V'chal Tichad HaSayom Yitzvah Ben Hesed. I have a Kohen Gadol Makrev Ona. There is no real Din Aninus by Kohen Gadol. So how do you derive from Aaron HaKohen a Din which doesn't even apply? The answer is, it doesn't matter. Since the Yisod of Aninus is Aninus Kishma, it is not the Simcha, as I mentioned before. So from Aaron HaKohen, we can see that there's just a shear of one day for this situation, the status of not being the Simcha. We didn't see it, even we mentioned yesterday, even for someone who's not officially an Onam, and not officially an Ovel, who cannot be the Tameh. And not community as a Dindaraisa as far as a regular person who is Mitame, who is Mitzabel, he's also the custom as the Sena Yom Rishon, because of the transmission is assuming that the Dindaraisa of Aninus, the custom of as the Sena,
relates to the mitzvahs of not being the simcha, which is derived from Aaron HaKohen. Yechal t'chad ha'yom yitzvah b'nei Hashem. That's the Kesef Mishnah that he said. If the Kesef Mishnah can say that, it's like there's a lot of tests to be as big as far as Edith is concerned. I don't see that we can't say the same exact thing as far as Avelis is concerned. Derived, the Shia of one day is derived from Aaron, even though Aaron was not an Avel. Avelis also depends upon the Aaron and lack of Simcha. Only thing is that because Avelis is part of the same issue with Kavura, as we mentioned yesterday, therefore it's postponed until after the Kavura. But in principle, Avelis and Aninus have to do with this opinion of lack of Simcha, and therefore they can be derived from Aaron HaKohen. Even though technically Aaron HaKohen was not an honor, it was not an honor. Becomes even better. But we said that the Yechal Tichar Be'er was not the source of Avelis, becomes even more that way. Because Aaron HaKohen was not an honor, it was not an honor. So how can you derive from him? So yes, you derive a shear from him. That's the Kesef Mishnah points out. The Gabi Aninus. So we'll get a 10 to Gabi Aninus. Yes, Ari? This is one approach to the Rambam Sheetah. What do we have so far? Rabbi Kivega, the original approach, the classical approach that the Rambam would hold, like the Avelis saw at the beginning. Only he was too busy with also the mitzvah with Aninus. With Aninus, part of from Tillin, part of the Krishna, so part of from Avelis as well. Then we have an alternate suggestion that Avelis and Tumah are part of the same mitzvah. Tumah first, Avelis second, and therefore the Avelis does not commence, not begin, so the Tumah ends, which is Bishat HaKvur. And the Chal Pichar say, oh, that's just the source for the Shia of Yom Echad. Then he finds by Aninus as the source, so the Avelis also the source. And even though Aaron HaKohen was not an owner, was not an owner, it doesn't matter, the source of the lack of Simcha can be derived from there anyway. Oh. But I must tell you that I saw another shot in the Rambam. I wanted to share with you a third shot, in fact. Yes, sir. Well, you see the Shia Hayom, the critical word in that whole passage is Hayom. Hayom? So the Kesef Mishnah points out, from that Hayom, we know that Aninus Yom Rishon is the right. However, we just said before that when we explained the quote of from the paper, Ola Yisofa, he explained. The Rambam's lesson is that Aninus from Lochalpi Boni, and the Kohen Gadol, it's a different dish. It's apparent it's not Aninus, it's not a regular Aninus. Remember we mentioned that? So we explained that there's no real technical Aninus, but it's a different dish. And it was B.S. Mitzvah. Right? Lochalpi Chadashayom. So we explained that Kohen Gadol is not Mitz'abel, it's not Mitz'abel, it's no Tumah, because no Tumah, there's no din of Oni. It's a separate Alocha. Not the Simcha, etc. That way we spoke by Yichus yesterday. So the Shia of that is Yom. So from there we learn, even if there is a bit of Aninus, that it's limited to one day. Because the Mishnah points out in Halakha Tesh, how do you know it's a Shia of one day? It's not possible. Some say the same applies to Avelis too. That's all. That's how to tell you one day Shia. Also one day, right? The same possible. Now, but I saw another possibility in Rambam in another paper that's here in camp called Sharoshim Bismachos. I'm not sure who wrote it exactly. I don't know who the person for the name, but I don't know what it is. I was told it's a Britska, so someone told me. He has also Sharoshim. So Sharosh Aleph, he picks up what we left off yesterday. We never got a chance even to finish what I started with. We started yesterday and told that you're down on a date, remember? So it says that Guf Avelis, at one point they said, Guf Avelis is the Raisa and he's the Malachas the Rabbana. I never explained what that means, but that is. So one way to say was, he possibly could suggest that, which the Rabban we mentioned yesterday, you recall the Rabban split Avelis into two, Avelis the Raisa, Avelis the Rabbana. Idunin and Simcha is the right, and the rest is the Rabbana. You could argue that those means perhaps. You know what? That Avelis is Kishma, which means Lechitza, Sikha, Tashmish, Tfilin, Kibbutz, and Tzvorin are the right. and Minol and Atzifas Arosh is the Rabbanon. We read this yesterday from the Rabbanon Torah Sodom. So perhaps you could argue that Malacha would fit into the second category. The Rabbanon is just left out Malacha. He didn't discuss, he split out Eretz and Eretz, right? There are 11 Yisrael from Eretz, he said there's a place, 7 on this side and 2 on the other side. He left 2 out. Didn't tell you where it belonged. You count up the Shiluk Ramban, they quote this. The rice is this. The other is these two, sandal and a piece. But there are a few other things that he didn't categorize. But it's Malacha. I would say Mr. Malacha fit into the Rabbanan category. Malacha is not Simcha, not he's doing it, so I didn't mention specifically to the Rabbanan category. But that's what it means. Gufa Velos HaRais means the Dunin. But the Sando and Atifa and Malacha is the Rabban. That's the one could take shot and tell. Probably the Tosh meant this, he should have said it a little bit more than he said. He didn't say anything. He said Gufa Velos and didn't make this distinction. It's really hard to put all those words into the two words of Tosh. Yes, sir. Right, the blind that No, but that you can't tell what that means. Does that mean that's very, very unclear, Joe? Does that mean everything else also very hard for Matsmachta? You look at the Sugi and Nazi Dalit as well, they keep deriving things from Matsmachta. So what is supposed to drive yet? So what is that supposed to drive? So I think, this is what the Sefer Sarasi in Bismachal says, I think he's right, the Tosis thinks at this point, at the end Tosis says that all the things are about Bonas, which Tosis probably holds that directly, Rush quotes the name of the Balei Tosis, that avails is totally about Bonas, not to talk about. But at this stage, the Tosis thinks the thing is as follows. If you look on the Sita, it says as follows. Avon, quote, Avon Ma'ase Ovel Chayav Liot Otze Va'onein B'soch Libo, the right of the whole apostles be omission to the last claim of your house is hot as a yoke. What's the Shita saying? A very big kill. The Shita is saying that an other is chayev, is required to be said the first day. Only an other, someone was the first day after the petition of the relatives, is required to be said for the first day. Required. And the Tifa V'yachal Tichat Asayom. So he says, that shot in Tosha. When Tosha says, in essay, the life of Avelos, means Guf Avelos the life. Guf Avelos the life means the required of the other to be said. It's a big kiddush. It's a mitzvah to believe. This is the belayed to be saying shot in the toast and based on the sheet. But the mitzvah is the belayed to be shared the first day. You saw the sheet, that's the one that I have to look at, your dollar every day. This theme, if you look it up in the Sefer, they quote it, it repeats in the sheet in two or three other places. Just briefly, I'll tell you where they are. And that you test them and all of the sheet that says that there's no avera from Yantif. Why? Yichayev Odom, the Sameach, Libo, Lahosim, Imenu, Karninus, Leif. The call there will hetech ha'evel. You see that the ikir avelus is delayed. If the yadav the cannot be any avel. And of course, you see that the chiddush nifla. There could be a case in which Shabbos can be the first day of Shiva. Well, it's impossible. How Shabbos? Shiva talks in the Kavura. How can Shabbos be the first day of Shiva? So, you didn't do anything with it. There's a whole discussion there. Someone knows. Kavura on Shabbos in a way that there cannot be any Kavura, so then the Shabbos that applies would be the first day of Shiva. Even though he didn't do anything, he didn't take off his shoes, he can't do that, he didn't do all these things. So he says, since you're owning Belay, Vizel Gufavel, get most of the people. But the point of the Shita Mekubet, the Shita says, Talmud Avinu, the Chilmi Parit, Lord Kata, the Gufavel, he says, three times already, is Belay. Finally, on the Chav Gimel of the day, he says that on Shabbos, again the same thing, it counts towards the Shiva, even though you don't do anything with Maaser. Look at the Gemara, we'll see, discuss that later on. still, Yachal Leos Onein V'Dove Belivo, the lack of Simcha, there's no Chiyuv of Simcha, and therefore counts as a Shiva as opposed to Yachal. So it's seen in four places, it says that the Iker of Avelis, the Guf of Avelis, is the obligation to be fair. Now, that's the Shiva says. That's the Tosfos probably needs at this point. The group of Avelis are right to be fair, but the particular, all the specific details, that 11 things, 10 things, or whatever we're not supposed to do, those are the Rabbonim. This, as far as chat in the sheet that works at night, the two chat is one, the Tosfos, good. But now he wants to put on the Rambam too. But it's going to be a little fancy footwork over here. Catch this one. This is like this. He says, the Rambam derives the Achalti Chatas Hayom, Hayita Veni Hashem, he derives Guf Averus Tarayim. The Chiyah to be said? The Chiyah to be said? We'll tell even better, something we said before, that in fact there is no technical Averus Aninus in the practical sense by a Kohen Gadol. So the Chiyah to be said? When does Chiyuv begin to be said? Immediately. You know, postponing his fairness left of the crew. The Chiyuv to be said begins right away. And therefore, throughout the Maninas, from the Achat to Chadat Hayom, which started right away. However, he suggests, in particular, Nihuge Avel, which the fear Adam are in fact the Oraisa, as opposed to those. They are the Oraisa, Thomas is the same, Terekel of Alice, they're the Oraisa. They begin only after the truth. How does this fit into the lesson of the Rambam? Well, that's the way it gets a little bit fancy. The Rambam says in the Nechus Ovel, I read you the first two halachos, how he tightens the Rambam here. It's a little bit difficult. The charge is followed. Mitzvah says, the Shabbat HaKrov, Yom Kinnah, V'Yachalti, Chagos HaYom, Hayita, Be'enei Hashem. What does that mean? That means Avelis Shabbalei. That's the Ikemitzvah. Group Avelis derived from Yachalti Chatas Hayom Hayita Bene Hashem. Okay? Then he said, that's part one. End part one. Now part two. The Ein Avelis Min HaTorah of Yavishin Bilvav Shema Mitzvah Yom HaKvura, which implies already after the Kvura. And he says in base explicitly, Neva say Yitzchayim Adam be'evel, we say Yitzchayim Adolof, Abba Kozmash, Lo Nikba Amez, Eino Osu B'dova Min HaDvorim, Sheha Ovel Osu Be'ev. What do you mean B'dova Min HaDvorim? What we call before the particulars, the 11 things, because Ovel is Osu, which is a rubric in Perikei, these do not begin until after the Kvurim. But the Guf Avelis, the Avelis of Belay begins immediately. What? No, that's the point of the Meister. See, that's the problem of the chat. It's a very appealing chat, but there's only one difficulty. It's a split album in here. You know, the Rabbin didn't tell you about the split. He should have notified you, hey, take a break and a 10-second pause for saying the identification. Mr. Sayyid Asabu Akrov, which is over there, Chav, the Chav, the Yomid, the Ben Hashem. Nikuda. Period. That is Chiyuv Averus to Belay, Guf Averus to Raisa, the end. That's the Moharaya, that's the Rosh of Kashin. How do you argue from the Chav, the Chav, the Yomid, the Ben Hashem, the Chav, the Misa? And so is that the Chav, the Chav, the Chav, the Misa. It's the Belay's part. Then he goes on to a new thing. He can tell you about it, it's new. That's the problem. Bein Averus Minator. That would be Yom Mishra Bavashi, Yom Mishra Yom Kvura, And they must say, Yitzchai, what are they able to see? It's also Magoro. I would have called Masko, Nikwa Amet, they were also been Tova, I mean, I've borrowed several of them. As opposed to the Indian of Avera Shabalei, which he's high right away. That's what he suggests. I found it to be an interesting suggestion. I thought if I didn't think it was interesting, I wouldn't have brought it to your attention. But it's Mukhuk and Ramam, I don't know. But it's an interesting suggestion. Yeah. That's correct. He wants to make a deal. He says it's like a love-like deal he wants to make, a brisket. He says, why, Rabbi, that's a funny expression. Usually, Rabbi, he gives other examples throughout the Mitzvah Torah. Rabbi says there's a Mitzvah. Mitzvah that say, L'shmo ha'kol sofa v'yom rishon v'tishrei shenemar yom tshuva yodachet. Excuse me, I'm not telling you exactly a quotation. Rabbi, he says, if the Mitzvah do this at a certain time, shenemar. Look what happens over here. Mitzvah say the tzavar al ha'klovim shenema. Yechad ha'chad 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 That's what he says, he puts that out of the way. Then he goes to later on and saying, Yomisham, Yom Yisakura, Mishnah Magolo, Government Advarim, etc. It's a different Allah, except it's the Varim Prophet. Give a look, it's the same as here. I think that we have a Baruch has a copy of it. It's an interesting alternate possibility to see the Sarama. But again, how many shots we have? We have the Kivetic shot, and we have the Novomitz Kivetic shot, and now we have the Brisket shot. So we have three shots. Okay. I thought the Novomitz shot was the best one. That's the correct one of my own, but the other two. After you have to give other people air time as well. So I was going to play with different Tawishim and see the Sarama. But this, he wants to say shot here, the Russian Bismoko. The Pshat in the Mishnah Sanhedrin. Because if you recall, what the Rosh bring a kash against the Rambam? The Rosh in its kash against people like the Onim and the Rambam, the whole day of the life, yet we discussed already two kashes. The third was from Ksubas, we didn't start Ksubas yet. We saw that yesterday, we read in the Rosh two kashes. The first one was Aninus Bechor, and the Eros Bechor. How can you compare Masa'osu Bezer, Mutsu Bezer, a different man, a different Yisrael, and different. And I already answered, one of three ways. Alright? Just take care of that. But now is another verse, and that is the Mishnah Sanhedrin. What says Sanhedrin? Haruge beis in ein misablin alein ela oninim, and aninus ela balei. The Rosh says, you see them here, claw, black on white, that Avelus and aninus are totally unrelated. Because the Gemara is saying, Avelus is not Avelus, but there is aninus. How can you compare it to? That's the Rosh. We saw it was yesterday and here. What's going on? Says the Shiras and Bismarckus, no. What does Misablan mean? Nihude Avelus. Misablan means the specific 11 details of Avelus. This is not a part of Ruge Bez. What does Onanim mean? What does Onanim mean? What about Kutsun Rai Sashani? What does Onanim mean? Onanim says he means the Tzar Shibalei. The Tzar Shibalei does a part of Ruge Bezin because if they die, they have to do Bezin, they have a Tapora, and they have to be scared of it that they die. It's belay. That's not what it says. Ein aninus ela belay. This is what the Akhapi Kharif Yabit Ben Hashem we call Averus belay. And this is exactly what's derived from the Akhapi. That's the Rif Rama means. Ein akinani. The Nihugi Averus are not derived from that person. This is what he suggests. Hold on. According to the Pshat, we suggested in the Rambam, the Mishnah is not telling you that there's just a heel of Aninus to belay. What does that mean? I will get bears and then Mishnah to my land, I will own it. The heel of Pshat, it's the Russian Bitsmoko, there's a heel. The heel of the right to the Chal, the Chal, the Yerushim, and Hashem is a heel of Aninus to belay. which exists independently of any nihugim. So he understood. Called the Arab shot. Oops, there's another Minsk Arab shot. That Aninus, that Agveras and Kvura Averas and Bezach are there. And the Pesach is telling you the time period, it's not telling you the mitzvahs directly. Then I'm saying shot the mitzvahs in heaven. It's not telling you the chiyur of Aninus Lareis. No. It's the name of Messias, it's Mutter. They didn't answer it. They asked Avelis to Paul Manish because it would be on the front of the bed. They didn't answer Aninus Belays as they did, for example, by Apocursin. If you listen to Rambam there, he quotes there in contrast in Enneperic Allah. Haruge Bezin. So then even it's Aminus Alamalena Onin. As opposed to Apocursin, Mishoyim, when they die, if I vote with Shah Reno, you're not supposed to even be fair, etc., etc. Here's the commission telling you, if you want to be fair, be fair, fine. Be fair. But there's no chiyuv to be fair. So the corner we're saying now is where we've off shot, the middle shot, the mitzvahs are fair and the other is what? To do the 11 things. That's the mitzvah I say. There's no independent mitzvah to be fair. All right, it's clear. The opinion of sadness exists, and the halacha reflects the sadness, but the sadness is not the goof of Mitzvah Shalavela. When the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, look, Aleph, Mitzvah Shalavela is Abel, he doesn't mean the leg, according to Aleph Shah. He means the Nihugim. And the Pasuk tells you what the time is one day, and the real Pasuk is Lo Yitamah, as we mentioned yesterday. That's according to my mouth. So therefore, we have these two different mahalchim in the Rambam, and of course, the Mitzvah is about of Odin Tatum and Avera from Krishna, that's the original classical Mahalak and the Rambam. Okay, Rabotai, with your permission, I'd like now to tackle the main raya, which are brought by the Rishonim in this regard. We already took care of two rayas. The raya from Aninus Chod Avera from first, and the raya from Mitzvah Tereza. Those are the first two rayas we read in the Rosh. Let's take a look now on the Rosh, again, we left off yesterday, and see the third Raya degree. So there's no such thing as a Avedas Baraita, okay? Says, the Raya doesn't mean that I'm fair coming to Tzubis. Makes others so far to know Ima so kala. Machnismus, Ameis, Befeder, Vesachos, Vesachala, Lechupa, and the last part is there. The Rosh, Simon Gimel. You can take a look, it's in the second column of page 64. It's about a third down the column where it says in parentheses, Dav Galat. Super Dav Galat. The ball of the Simpson will probably be called as Mesa, but not give it to me, I missed it, and attack not give it to me, I will. This is a month's Simpson, so we'll have to be a YU next year. We're going to head start. Okay? So what does it say? Esau Dad Velus Yo Mishim in a Torah. Hey, Tidaka Mishim in a Torah. It's a Mishter, the Chupa, the Rabbanon. The Cholapachas, you know, Yavelus Yo Mishim Tila? Hello, Vadai, Kol Shiva, Shimi Yavelus, Eme Mama, the Rabbanon. Okay, Nitzke, we lay Yomei HaMishim. The fact that you can pull the stick of Machnismus, Amais, the Seder, the Chosmus, the Kala, the Chupa, the Bola, the Mishim, the Bola, the Mishim, the Bola, the Mishim, the all this indicates that there's no such thing as Avedas Baraita. Because he's assuming that what? That the Chiyuv Simcha of a Chasan is only what? He says the Befer. It's only what? Midr Abon. So before I see what the Rosh says here, that Rai can be knocked off in different ways. That assumption could be questioned. If I'm mistaken, the Rosh is stupid, but not mistaken. On that doubt, it's also Russian broken in the end of the second parish. One of the two parishes, I think it's in service. He quotes from Aram Gutenberg, I believe, who says that in fact wrong. Mishta v'simcha of chasim yom rishin is the right. But often a puzzle. What's a puzzle? Who looked it up? Often a puzzle, knows the puzzle. Yom chasim nosa of yom simcha sviba. In that post, if you want to derive a feeling of Dindaraita, ask me how I call it, if you have feeling, Dindaraita, that the first and five and simcha the first day, Dindaraita. Nope, so that takes care of the top. The whole subject of the Rosh is that Mr. Chubba is the Rabbanon, It's all the right, sir. There is no tax. The another possibility is that even a bigger kiddush, that Simchat costs all 7 days of Doraita. All 7 days of Doraita. The rice, the Gemara, and my cut. What Gemara, and my cut? No, come on. Kiyin. We all may roll for Bosa Chayitma, Yeshav Mishataroa, Yeshav Mishiyataroa. So the Gemara, early in my cut, the first text says, that the Nosim Chosim, Kiyin, Kiyin, Mishah. You don't check with me going. That implies that the Indian is a right, because the God is a right in the beginning. So the Mishkan of Yaakov said, you see, when Mishkan is not tomorrow, like this, the Chiyah of the Rice and the Chos in 7 days, the Simcha. So no, the Russian's whole question is based on the rule of assumption. So the Ram said, 1 day, he said, 7 days. Oh. But the Rosh has his own creed. There's no way of getting out of the riot. How do you get out of the riot? I don't hear you. Moshe, I've been a sick man before, give it to me, I missed it. Yeah. It could be that, too. It could be that Mishkan is the Rabbanon. You got seven brothers from higher bands and fancy meals, that's the Rabbanon. But they should stay out of Tsar, as in the Goyim, that could be the right. Now, but the Rosh himself, as I said before, the Rosh himself refused to prove he brings from Kribbutz of Dalat. The near lead Rav Raya, the Lord Omar, Rav Al-Fasri Dal, the Avera Shemishin, the Daraita, Ere the Nikbar, the Yom Anita, the Yola Flo, the Anina Siaro, the Kain Vacharisa, the Yom Anita, and the Yom Anita. Vahid Kribbutz Hoki Koma, Machnis Nesameis Vachedet, who bought this mitzvah polish, Balayla, the caller has made so the mocker. Hilkach leka avelis balayla. Wow. So the Russian is an easy way out. It could be no avelis balayla. The only time that this avelis balayla is when if you have two things in the same day, what do you think? Who? Misa and what? Kvura. Here, the Misa and Kvura on two different days. There's never avelis balayla. Not bad. Not bad. The rest are out of the right. Yep. So we're going out of the third right too. What's the next right? We'll come back to the sheep in a few minutes. The old lady Raya, with the tone of the chorus at Memphisim and Allah. And the opinion of Ben Kosbos, Shosh Bosom, Yom, Bodom, and Onefa, the Philip Steel of Echodus Sifter. He bought on Yom Shosh, the Lifne Shosh, and the Lachas Bosh, the Mazik Yom Shosh, the Lachas Bosh, and the Chumra. But he considered that Ben Kayom, not an Efa. And we know all, so many Eva, and okay. Of Yom Shosh, the Lifne Shosh, the Kaiwan, how long to give it a make of the other. Be an Efa, that there is a Bishnah Minatoro. Havel on the name of Yom Shosh, the Lachas Bosh, the Chumra. The stake of the life of the Chumra, the economic area before. And the Vada let the Shema Vera the life. Yeah. He says that the life, in fact, we go to Kula, lost to the make of the old. That concept itself, yet more importantly, concrete again. The very idea that lost to the make of the old seems to imply that Avera is not the rice, it will be the rice. I think that was cool. And the particular example which is quoted is what? The fact of someone who saw on the 30th day, we're not sure if it's a Bach Yama or Nathan, and he says, no, Avera, hey, Avera's going to be the rice. What's going on here? This is the cut. It's a pretty stock of rice. Good point. Good point. Okay. So the Ramban, knocks off the riot I think as follows. He says, amazing riot, amazing Ramban. He says, Kol Sofik Ben Chayoma, Ein Livo Shal Adam Dovelo. Person I mean, obviously, a real person, child is lost, even the child is stillborn. Still very depressed, obviously very sad. Right? I mean, this child is very sad. But it's kind of the same, you know, the child really goes and cleared the initial hurdle of the beginning of life, and he's made it, and then taken away, so much better said. So the Ramban claims that if, you know, the child made it for sure, then natural sadness exists. If he didn't make it, that doesn't exist. If you're not sure if he made it, he said that finish. You know, also it's not that much sadness, because, you know, you weren't sure if he made it. It was never destined to live in the first place, if you want to phrase it that way. So, of course, this would seem to confirm what we discussed earlier, the connection between the mitzvah of Seva Veresa Raisa and the feeling of sadness. Which is the Darshina time of the cross. The Ramban is explaining, he's not here while the maker is the Shalva Daraisa, because a Libra Saradam Dovola. That implies that the Veres is linked to the sadness. Of course, this is what the panel was discussing earlier. Now, what do you do with the rest of the case in Shas of Alok to the Mech of the other? Some of the case in Shas come four or five places. What do you do with those silence? What did Ramban say? Huh? No derives. Checked it all out. You went to every single one of them. No derives. How that? Well, you see, it's not the first day, or it's not one of the Yidunim. You get out every single case. He also quotes Tosafot and Erev. He discussed with an Erev, he was a famous Tosafot and Erev, and that's Menzo. Whatever it is, he can't, I don't care, so do this thing with you, he came from a virus, I don't care what
it is.
Nobody's sure.
You know, I say, some of you, if it's like our office, if our office is stepping in the room, I mean, that's a, it could be a, not that you're, you said, you're seeing one of the past, whole passage, which could be a vampire or not. And you say, how often do you know if it's a vampire or not? So I need to have that check.
Yavelis to make Korahu, Ashi Esther the Rabbin, the Doctor Esther the Yoki, the Yavelis the High School, the Ashi Esther the Yoki, the Doctor Esther the Rabbin. End of the Sugi. The Tosus Mashma, the Avelis, he got said, is Oraisa. Is the Lokom of Adoki Esther the Rabbon. The fact that the Gemara is expressed as Essay, Kosh Shamin, and it's in the Ravelis, in the Rice. The high the common Yale, only boy, you may have loved the Rabbonon. I know I see as Malofa. The last one we are slapping in our factory again from the Avel. Our group are available to our right. The culture says that you see the positive family mother available to the right, huh? There's a distinguish between what they consider group are available to the right, and the Easter Malofa was one of the many Easterim, which is Midirabor. The culture says. But the Rosh and Simon Gimel has a rather lengthy discussion of this issue. The veil is the right or not the right. He quotes the Rif. The Rif says from our Gemara to appear as the chiyuv of a veil is the right even after the first day, whereas elsewhere in Shas we find the expression aninus lala de rabbonu. That the whole issue of aninus, what is aninus? Let's start from the beginning. But then we are veilus to make Korahu, Ashi Esther the Rabbin, the Doctor Esther the Yoki. We are veilus to High School, Ashi Esther the Yoki, the Doctor Esther the Rabbin. End of the Sugi. The Tosus Mashma, the veilus, he got said, is Oraisa. Is the Lokom of Adoki Esther the Rabbonim. The fact, the Gemara is expressing essay, Pashim Shamim, and it's in the Ravel, it's in the right. Hi, the common Yale, only boy, you may have loaded your abonon. Hi, the Masiyat Malofa. The Nasuan, the Asmach, and the Asmach, and the Gay from the Avel. Avogufa, Avel is the right. The culture says that you keep the Pashim Shamim, the Avel is the right. There's a distinction between what they consider Gufa Avel, which is the right, and the Isam Malofa, which is one of the many Yisurim, which is Midrabon. The culture says. So the Rosh and Simon Gimel has a rather lengthy discussion of this issue. So the veil is the right or not the right? He quotes the Rif. The Rif says from our Gemara to Pir, as the Chiv of a veil is the right even after the first day, whereas elsewhere in Shas we find the expression Aninus Lala de Rabbanu. But the whole Easter of Aninus, what is Aninus? Let's start from the beginning. What's Aninus? Aninus means that someone who lost a relative may not eat Kotchim or Maitre Sheni on the day of the Seder of the relative. That's called Aninus. And this, I should make an immediate comment, but Aninus, as found in the Chumash and in the Gemara, is not the same as a Lupo Aninus in our vernacular. A Lupo Aninus, oh, he's coming to Aninus, he can't daven, he can't make a bracha. That, technically speaking, is called, as the Mishnah puts it in the Sefer Brachos, the first paragraph, but know the Mishnah, Misha Meisa Luta Lefano, Kvata Menachrish, Kvata Menachrish, Kvata Menachrish, Kvata Menachrish. So it's a very long expression, it's a little bit clumsy. Misha Meisa Luta Lefano, because every time you want to refer to the guy, go, well, this guy is Misha Meisa Luta Lefano. So the shorthand is to be shown and developed for this area that needs it. But it's not the same, because the din of Misha Meisa Luta Lefano begins at the Pateer of the relative and continues until the Kvura, generally speaking, until the Kvura. Now, this could be shorter or longer than Aninus Daraisa. Aninus Daraisa begins at the Pateer and ends at sunset. That's the Chavis. Aninus, if it's the person who passed away in the morning and be buried in the afternoon, so Aninus continues until Shia. But the state of Misha Meisa Luta Lefano, which is referred to as shorter than Aninus, would end as soon as the fourth minute. On the contrary, the person gets passed away in the afternoon and is buried first the next morning. So then the Aninus will continue, the Aninus, what they call Aninus Daraisa for Kutcher and Makashani, only until Skia. But the state of Misha Meisa Luta Lefano will go until the next morning when the Kvura takes place. We want to set expressions at the very beginning. And the two expressions, you shouldn't mix them up. Because the Yisrael use the expressions almost interchangeably. But you should know that they're two totally separate things. This is very, very important. Okay. Now, so the Rif says, Brokis, that it says that Aninus is only the right to Yom Echad, and therefore the spirit to our Gemara, which it seems to imply that Aninus and Avelus applies even beyond the first day. I think beyond the first day. It says, if it's Avelus to make Kara, oh, the essay, the Rabbi, the doctor, that's the other. What has to be other? By the time the other comes in, it's already gone. So the veil is the right for the most to do with Yom Rishon. So the rift of the Chiddush. The Al-Gamar is going to Shalot Kirkusha. Al-Gamar goes upon the Mount Yom, the veil is Laila, Anina is Laila, they're all right. What am I supposed to put on him in Zvok? Anina is Laila, they're right, but the veil is Laila, they're right. As you say, if the Yom is not so, this is the right of our veil. This is what the Rif says. The Rif is a big dog. Oh. So the Rif didn't like it, also thought it was a dog. I come from a new city. It's a Velus, the Rif, and Shloshim Yom. Shloshim Yom is a Velus, the Rif. Where did he get it from? Because the Gemara says that as far as the Easter of shaving, haircut, for a Velus derived from Nazir, Nazir Shloshim Yom. And the Rav understands it to be a drasha to Mura, then the Raita, and therefore he says that Avela Shloshim is the Raita. This is a tremendous kiddush. And Rami Rutenberg says it's crazy. Whoever heard anything of this? Should be Avela Shloshim the Raita. Chayav Misa. No, it's just a bit, it doesn't really mean that. It's just a smachta. So, what are we left with? We have it from Achlokas, it's Avelus Daraisa. The Rif says, oh, incidentally, the Rif quoted another Shita, which he rejects totally. Not even quoted yet, quoted in Brachot for sure. But a Veras of Shiva is a Raisa. The Yaak, the others, Evo, Shiva, Shemin. That's what the, I think, of Haigon says that way. Some of the quoted closer, no? Of Haigon Shita. So the Rambam took pains to say, interesting Rambam, it's like Alat Mechas Ovel. He quotes that Kosuk, and he says, Nitna Torah and Ischacha Alokha. That maybe there was, there used to be some kind of Indian of Avel of Shiva, but after Matan Torah, Avel is restricted to one day. So we have Avel of Yomishin, Avel of Shiva, Avel of Slosin, all three pieces of Hamid of the Raisa, and then the fourth and final piece. And that is Hamid of the Raisa. Zero. There's no such thing as Avel of the Raisa. That's the Shita Tatos. This is Bali Tatos. Tatos is over here. I have a repeat, the rest quoted in the 10th line of the second column. The lack of Avel is cloud of the Raisa. The Yafal Gav, the Aninus, the Amishim in Atara, is a famous expression. Aninus Lachod, Vavelus Lachod. Hasu Bazeh, Mutsu Bazeh, Hasu Bazeh, Mutsu Bazeh. The Hadon, and also the Amishim in Atara, and Rakhilus Kotchin, Rakhilus Maitreshani, the Sid, Rakhal, the Yonimi Menu. And then Chazal added certain things. Rosh Sonik Vermeso, the first Christmas, the little children, both of the Ayan Atesha. Abu Rabbi Avelus from Asinu B'Shum Hotman. The Noah's Borah of Yomisham and Atos. He denies this whole thing. No such animal. No such thing as Avelus. No such thing. Rosh Yisnamis and Hedin Pregnum Ravin and Kovin and Krovin is Abu Nolav Elam is Onanin. That's why Haruge Bezim. Alma Mashma da Avelus Aninus pray in Yone Ninus. Period. And then he goes into Raya among Kubis, which will get to Mr. Shem later on. This is what it says. So now, we're going to discuss what the other Rishonim hold. Those Rishonim hold that Avelus is the Raisa, what are they doing with the Russian Shishon? Aninus Bechor, Avelus Bechor, Oster Bezeh, Mutter Bezeh, Yes, Allah. From the, that's the critical question. That's the critical question. Assuming there exists Avelus or Mishin, when does it begin? When does it begin? So the Rambam, right? It's called the Rambam. I assume you also the Rambam. Rabot, you also the Rambam, the beginning of the Avelus, you also it? It's just Kwar, the first Allah, second Allah. He always like the Rig, but Avelus or Mishin is the Raisa. When does it begin? We say, you saw Sin Agola, we threw it. After Kura. When does it end? Nightfall. Be a safe. So then. Okay? That's what the Rambam said. So, the Rosh asked, what are you, crazy? How can you derive it from Aninus? Everything's backwards. Everything's backwards. Aninus means the phrase we before the Kura. Avail is only after the Kura. How you thought that? Not only the Rosh gets his kasha, the Ramban has the same kasha in the Torah Tavis. What? How can you derive Avelus Yomishin Daraisa from where? From Aninus. Aninus in the Chumash. Lo achalti ba'oni mimenu. Lo achalti chata sayo. Hayita ha'veni ha'shem. It's the public to written around on quote. The public by Aaron HaKohen. This is Aninus over none of an Avil, but that in the Aninus of Kotchin begins at the Petira. The Petira of Avelus the right point of the Rama begins when? At the Kvura. How can you learn one from the other? Kvura is flowing. This is the Kotchin, the Rosh and the Ramban both there. A tremendous Kotchin. Tremendous Kotchin. So there are a number of approaches to this problem. The Ramban's approach is a simple. He denies the fact. The Ramban is wrong. He says, according to the Shitas Arif, and the Gaonim, it says all the Avelus of the Raisa, it begins with Shas Mishnah. Finish. Has to. You derive it from Aninus, it has to be the Shas Mishnah. That's when Aninus begins. Either a Gemara's Faker, the Gemara says that certain things don't apply before the Tvura. The Ramban basically says Well, when we talk about Avedos Daraisa, we should say, we should recognize that not everything which is Halachim is a Halachal Amaisa. It's an Avedos is Daraisa. Certain things are not Halachim is Daraisa. In general, the Ramban says, split Avedos is in half. He says, Idunim, which is pleasure, this is the right. What's the, he goes to it into a split, what's the right and what's not the right. He says, a certain thing which make you, which give a person pleasure, and this is ultimate atar. But other things are only atar midir abonim. For example, I think if I'm not mistaken, some of the things he mentioned is other abonim, the union of covering the head of Tifa Sarosh, Nila Satanva, I think he talks about putting on leather shoes. This is Midir Rabbanan. He says all those things that you find which are permitted by the halakha before the Gura are only Midir Rabbanan. Whereas, presumably, those things are also Midir Raita, those include Tikforet and Tikfoset and Antishamita and all the other things in Simcha, it makes the person happy. This, he claims, you look all over the place, you'll never find that it's Muslim for Kura. Can't be. Impossible for you to look for Kura. Since the derived of Eretz and Manina, it has to be Muslim for Kura. It's the Ramban suggests, yes. Okay, good. What I told you is the second answer to the Ramban. If you look carefully, the Ramban was on the Mount of Thomas, you'll see there are two distinct answers. Excuse me. The second is the ones I just shared with you right now. The first one, as Shimon says, is somewhat different. Pardon me. First heritage is that we don't just split our veils in half and say some are the right, some are not the right. Maybe the all and everything is the right. Everything could be even the right. However, certain things the halakha permits you to do, because if you don't do it, you cannot do what has to be done to take care of the man. Let me read you a very brief excerpt from both the with the Rambam. It's on page 8, Yud Beis, in this version, Rabbi Shavel's version, the Quran of the Brahma. He got the current atoll, the Rabbi Shavel came along, he put it in Ramban, he popped the Sahidra with footnotes, nice print, and then the other, and you're all the time, you can't even find anything, and half of it's not there, it's just locally, and it's just spread out. It's really very helpful to many people who are learning in his book. This over here, he says, the pain near all, this is the second term, the Iker of Elis Min HaTorah Eino Ela Bi Idunin. We go to Rakitza, Vesicha, Vatashita, Mitha, Vatilin, Champer, Vatich, Bosa, Vatich, Boris, Simchai, Vavelus, Kisma, Vayas Asek, Vidvarim, Shal Simcha, Vadivri Avelus. Vizay, Anina, Shabalei, Shemimenu, Longdu, Vayas Asek, Vidvarim, Shal Simcha, Avomino, Vasando, Vatifa, Eino, Minatora, La Omra, Tora, La Anos, La Sar, Napsa, Minoa, Shal Kola, Ola, Lefika, Hekilu, Be'elu, Akshi, Kaver. Only these cases. The Zuatar Matmas and Lamas Amar Be'evel Yotza Lederech Noel. But an owner that goes out and put on his shoes only because putting on shoes is Sirabon. This is the second one he had, which is the first, which I told you, split Avelos in half. The rice is in the Rabbanon, but the rice is applied from Misa on, and you'll never find any exceptions, he claims. And the Rabbanon, they say, they made exceptions before the Kruz. The Ramban, very big Kiddush. Before that he said, this is what Shimon pointed out, before that he said that, here, Lamalok Yizu, Bameluso, Bishamesh, Mutal Lepano, says Yeshloma, the Vadai, Noe, Guba, Mixer, Sivri, Avel, Asa, Bir, Chitza, Vashifo, Kavachalam, Mechilas, Vashish, Tiyas, Gayim, etc., Asa, Bishimcha, Vashishvore, etc., etc. And he says, And he says, Lo'am, well, Shana Polis, Minovin, Sano, Lena, Mata, Faro, Shana, Kaiba, Tiers, Mitoto, Be'elu, Akilu, Olof, the Snei, Shu, Toro, the Iske, Amet, Umuto, Olof, Kavro, the boss of the Hachmel, of the Khalifa, Sano, of the Minov, Akiva, Faro, Ask Iske, Amet, the Stud in the car. The people are Esmir, Olof, Be'elu. That's what he suggests. He says, they really all have, necessarily, they all have elements, all right. But they gave you a break to certain things because otherwise you're not going to be able to fulfill the Avelis, excuse me, to take care of the maize properly. What does that mean? What does it mean? What kind of, give you a break? So now you've got a break. What kind of break do you get? Dispensation. Papal dispensation over here. What is it? So the Torah says about, if you look in Mishnayos and Brachos in certain territories, you shall see in the bottom of the it's nice, Yochan and Boaz. Used to be a thing before the Hati, before Artkov, used to be a thing, it still can find in certain ancient libraries. Call it a Mishnayot to Paris and Shro, Yochan and Boaz. I've never seen one ancient Yochan. So there, in the Boaz, about the Paris and Shro, there's a contemporary of the Kivega. The court of the Kivega discussed this question. Hey, he's talking about the Rambam teacher. How can the Rambam say, that there's no avails before Kavura after it derives from Aninit. It's a parisa. It really avails should apply from the beginning. We have a cloud that an onen is possibly called Mitzvimatoro. It's possibly Mitzvila, Mitzvilin, Mitzvriyatma. So presumably it's also a mitzvah, possibly a mitzvah. So as the Rabbi Kivega, he's possibly an avails too. You're the fact. Possibly an avails too. Avails is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is the right. Granted, the mitzvah says the right. No better than Krishna. The same as only part of Krishna. It's part of my veil. Ah, you'll say there's a certain what we call negative manifestation. This is low perfection of our veil. Think of our quarters in Titus. The answer is, doesn't matter. It stems from an essay. The chalp is 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 chalp. You know, the poor mama says, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. But it starts from an essay, and therefore the only is Tatum in it. This is what the Pharisee Shroll says, according to Rabbi Kivega, the defense of the Rambam. So the Ramban might also hold the same way. So the Ramban holds that Hovud Lolosvelo, the particular things that the Torah, which the others require to do, to take care of the maize, from using Tatum. From everything else, it's fine. Why should he take a shower? So he won't be so clean. It's not. Why should he be allowed to do other things? Which, take a shave. He won't be so clean shaving. It's not. Why should he have to wash his clothes? What? These things, he's not allowed to do. All right, whatever is necessary to go take care of the stuff that makes, to put on shoes and to run around without his head covers, because you won't be able to see what he's doing, etc., etc. This, they permitted it. So wait, so what's the Rambam teacher? So what's the Rambam teacher? The Rambam is there. The Rambam says there's no avail of supply, zero, zippo. You ought to take a bath, he says, the parish. Everything, I've done everything before. Why? It's not necessary to take care of the Tzorchei HaMeis. So if you look in the Ra'or, in the Sefer of Brachos, you'll see there's something which I think the wrong one says. And that is that the Rambam holds all or nothing. It's 50-50. A little bit of yes, a little bit of not. The Rambam held that since you can't have the regular full avelis, you'll count towards the malos of avelis, the yomecha, shiva, whatever. You can't have the full din of avelis. You have no din of avelis. Even though certain things you really could have managed keeping without compromising Tzorchei HaMeis. There's other things you couldn't manage, and the Torah had to exempt you from laws of avelis in their totality. The Rambam held in it, threw everything out, nothing left. But the Rambam says no in his first parish of years, in Cave Rachel Day. He says you have to keep what you can keep, and what you can't. Questions? Yes, or no? Yes, it's a kerk. Why is that a whole like a Kivega? The answer's positive. Even if Rabbi Akiva Eger is right, you would say he's only positive from that which he's positive from, which gets in the way. Well, that's a big question. Let's assume for the moment that faith in Otsu Gubit's a positive limit. Many Rishonim, spoken by his, like Esther the Kayan Shnei, and you can do both, you must learn from somewhere. Sukhti comes up in the other place. That's what the kind of thing? No, I think it's not. Yes, ma'am.
So people really
have to that way to
that
way to
move
to the Vedas,
just say
like
that. That's why
you know. Right, that's the two distinct routes from the Ramah. I want to confuse them. One says we split our Vedas in half. Half is the right, half is the Rabbah. That's the thing we mentioned at the beginning. Right? But the original thing Ramah said was the Shin pointed out is that no, all our Vedas are right. But the certain you can't help it. So you're going to make the teachers in the Torah and make them southern. Right. Could be. Okay. Hear that. Okay. Yeah. Okay, it comes first. That's why it's hard to, that's why it's very difficult to assume that. Could be. But then it is the pain there are old. The guy that it was independently, it stood on its own two legs. It was the pain there are old. I'll tell you something else. That is the half of the right there, everybody. You got the impression in the Ramban that I read it, that the first curse to stand on its own. That's how I read it. Yes, Abba. We're not discussing Shabbos here. I'm not discussing Shabbos here. Quickly, we'll see that down the road. Yes, sir. The Rambam would hold the Rambam's first answer in effect, but saying that once you can't do half, you can't do anything. Once you pop it from half, you pop it from everything. So they agree that there's an Indian of the Rambam phrases, that although this should be Avelis Baraisa, it's not imposed to Sarah Kamehsa Southern. But yes, what does that mean? What does that mean? But didn't the right just took it away like this? The Lepari means that only in the Southern Mormons is including Avelis. But then he added, that's how Rabbi Vegas and Shabbat and the Rambam. That's what I'm always putting from everything, for the same reason. So what are they fighting about? The Rambam and the Rambam, they both hold from this idea of Otsu Gemitzvah, of Mishra Meis, the Mitzvah of Fun of Putin, they call it Mitzvah. They're arguing that do we throw the whole Mitzvah of Elis out, so this is the Putin part of it? Or do we say, no, you keep what you can keep? And Malcolm wants to suggest it a little bit differently. But they're arguing that the sin of Otsu Gemitzvah, the Putin, is applied, even if it's after the Kaim's name. So the other half of Avelis, is that for the kind of name? So I'm bound to get for your fire, and I'm to get put there anyway. That could be, that's a very nice shot. With the fire, look at those limits, and I'm just I need Avelis. Could be. Yes, then. Well, I have to discuss down the road. I have to say Krishna now. What's the difference? What's the difference? More chalokam? He's not around. Let's say Krishna now. That's what we'll discuss. We'll discuss the problem of the laws of Aninas. We'll discuss that by reason. Which reminds me, you have a long theta today and tomorrow. After you find that you're getting too far ahead. So I xeroxed an article on the base Yitzchak. You find the Maram Akamah in brackets. Brackets means that some of you may have trouble reading the long Lama. But those of you who have the time and inclination, there's enough copies to everybody. So this is an article that I wrote, which appeared in the Beis Yitzchak 2 years ago, and I put at the very end something which does not apply yet. This year's Beis Yitzchak was another article which relates to something which we'll see later on. So just ignore that. At the very end, you'll see it's a difference. It's put in at the end. But the other parts, which relate to the Levanitas, you look at it, it'll be very helpful. Okay, so this is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rambam. All assuming that there exists Averas with the right. According to the theoretically, Averas could have started from the beginning, from the Petira. The only reason that indeed that you are potter until that time is because of also be mitzvah potter and mitzvah. Anina, that's his mahalach. I had a totally different mahalach from the Rambam. It is printed in that mimer, and it's totally different mahalach than the Rambam. Baruch Shalom that it was the same idea was developed by Rabbi Perlow, his Lava Minsker Rebbe. I didn't see it. The truth of the matter is the kernel of the idea is found already in the Lava Minsker. The Lava Minsker really says the main idea. What's the paper called? Adas Yaakov. I have never seen it. The Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam says, the mitzvah of Seir availeth your mission. And how do you know it? I'm right. Mitzvah of Seir is Abba Lakrovim. Shenema b'yachalti chadat hayom itzvah b'nei Hashem. Ben availeth min atorah b'yom mission b'vaat b'yom yom mitzvah b'tzvur. Etc. So the sounds like it's derived from the Chal to Chal to Yom, Eidah Vene Hashem, that the Ramban and the Rosh is tremendous cash. Hey, that pasuk is going in the very beginning, from the Misa, where the Rambam says the next halacha, Nehmeh say Yitzchai of Adam to Adam to Eivel, Mishay Yitzchai to Magolel. Abba Kozman, Shmol Nikvar Amet, and also the Zavim and Advar, Shabba Lassabem, with Neitam Zerokat Zavid, with Tzok, Kishem Eitzah Yeled, Perem Shei Kaveh. The Ramban gets out by saying that Melech is different, Melech has a special kula, or different Jerusalem how to get out of the special. Long story, the Ramban takes care of this right. But the Ram seems to derive from the pasuk, doesn't seem to fit. That's where the Kivega says. But look in the Kesef Mishnah, however, it's very interesting, he's found. He quotes the Ram in the Sefer Mishnah. You know, the Ram in the Sefer Mishnah is quoted the pasuk for every Mishnah derived. So what pasuk did he quote for this Mishnah? What should he have said? Mitzvah Seil is Abel, etc. Shenemar v'yachal v'chad ha-sayom. No. It's a Mitzvah Blam HaZayim. Shenitzavu ha-kohanim she-yitamu l'krovim. V'zeh ba'atmo mitzvah ibu. Koloma, kolishmi yisro chayav is Abel al-krova. Koloma, shisha meishe mitzvah l'chazak kiyum zeh b'yer also v'kohim shumudra al-atumah. She-yitamu al-koponim k'shar yisro. Today, so you tell us in Avelis, Uchvar is Vars, Avelis, your mission to write, etc. So the Rambam quotes a totally different passage. Doesn't quote any passage. Quotes the passage, well, I guess the passage would be Lo Yitama. Lo Yitama, we put Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, no? Lo Yitama, Mitzvah Tzatzei. So the mission is Gama, the Arayah, the Yeshua Tzmoa. What's the connection? Shiva Shaitana, the problem, Angel Master, Zeshi, Sabal Aleh. How could I derive the Mitzvah of Avelis from the Mitzvah of Tuma, of Lo Yitama? Take a look in the introduction of the Ramah, because now the Mitzvah is Aleph. This Abel al Akrovis, Rafilu Kohen Mishame U Mishabel al Akrovis. The two are connected. Again, if you take a look in Perek Beis and Nichus Ovel, Halacha Vav, am I right? As Tama Chavur Mitzvah Velus, Sherei Nidzachas Nitzchas Lo Atuma Mishne Krovo, Shrei Shiv Asik Imoam Vishabel Aleim, Shenemar, Kiyim Mishere Akor Avela Vima Vakulei, Lo Yitama. This is a say, the Lord Rosh of the time of the time of the Al-Korfa. Here's the Mitzvah say of Lo Yitama. And included in this is what? Tamla Pamur Mitzvah Ve'eluz. You get the impression that going to Ramah Mitzvah Ve'eluz is not derived from the Apostle's Tata Sayo. It's derived from Lo Yitama. from the Tana to the Tabel. And the Lacha Mishnah basically says it, and the Lacha Aleph, he quotes here. The Nira Dal Dera was a cause of Rabbeinu Kampozik Zal Al-Diya, the Yisri Yom and Atorah. Aval Inyan Mitzvah Aseh Li Tabel, Vara Elah Mehoch Anaf Kulei. The Enka Mitzvah Aseh, the cause of Rav Ketiv Mishnah. Elamas Malei, the Havi Maitre, the Tumah. The Kev and the Tif, the Torah, the Tami Maitre, the Yinov Avelos, also Yom. The Alpha God, the Enza Mukhah, the Gili, the Kroh, the Yachat, the Kadosh Hayom, I mean it often. So what's happening over here? According to this chart, Rabotai, the Ram is not deriving from the Yachat, the Kadosh Hayom, or the Din of Avelos. No, not at all. He's deriving from Lo Yitama. It's part of the mitzvah, it's a double mitzvah. But the Ram puts it over here. Mitzvah. It's two parts of the same mitzvah. What is it? Two parts of the same mitzvah. If it's two parts of the same mitzvah, it's logical to assume that they can have to be fulfilled by both sides. Mitzvah is that. First mitzvah, and then mitzvah. When does it still end? When is it, until when is there a field of mitzvah? Until when? No. Until when? Until the kvura. Aha! Now we understand the Rambam. Why is Aaron Hall or the Avelos first begin after the Kavura? The answer is, what's the mitzvah? Li Tame or Li Tabel, B'zeh Chazeh. First Li Tame, that's in the mitzvah until the Kavura, and then Li Tabel. Now you understand perfectly why it's one of the Rambam, the mitzvah of Avelos only begins after the Kavura. The Kavura is because Li Tame, which is the other half of the same mitzvah. Aye, so why did he close the Achal Tzich Chazeh Tayom? Yes, that's his man. He's trying to tell you when, how long? How long is the mitzvah of Avelos alright? After he buried the dead, some of them do Avelos forever. They live their whole life, they're in Avelos. So I'm saying no. From the Achal, Tishkat, Tishayom, Eitha, Bene Hashem, you see from that pasuk, one second, you see from that pasuk that it's limited to one day. I have a different concept, a different concept. The answer, even though it's somewhat of a different concept, but since it's somewhat related, it's a sufficient source for the limitation of the Lord of Avelos to the Yom HaRishon. I shall try to oppress him for this momentarily. Yes? That's a good question. That's a question which the Ketiv Mishnah has. Yes, it's more. There's a Tumah Inyan Echo of Avelos Inyan Aper. How did the Rambam know that there's a connection between Avelos and Tumah? Good question. What's the most? Right, that the Gemara does say that whatever the Tumah Tzolin is, that's in his avail. That's one hint that the Tumah be related. Rama may have understood that that's the reason why the why should it force to get in the Tumah? Take a guy, there's no shortage of people to take care of the mace. What do you need him for? Because no, it's considered a bizarre and a mace because you're so cold and indifferent. If we're not quiet, far be it for me to go to the Levaya of my relative, Khalila. I'm above all this. No, you're taking them on with the mice of Yosef HaKayat. They dragged him. They forced him to be Mekara. Because it's called Amaze. The Rambam says, have to assume. If it's such a big Indian of Kavod Amaze, and we know there is this name of Avelis, go from the Gemara about it, this summer, it's logical that the Avelis, that he has to show some manifestation of Tzar, that he feels bad for the loss of the Nitzar, is also included in Lo Yitama. It's both exhibition of Kavod Amaze. So this word, I'm not understood, that Avelos is included in this general field of Lo Yitama, the show proper Kavod Amaze. You know it's not Mukhra that way, but look, put the pieces fit together. There are Sukkim, and there are Dinim, and there are this is Mitzvah. So I'm going to put it all into one piece. Yes. A lot of questions here. Yes or no? That's correct. Yes. Right. Good question. The Melt Postum assumed that according to the Rambam, the only fear of Avelos Saraita is that the Yom Mitzvah Kruah. Right. It's a limiting factor. So you have to have the what do you call it, the joint set? What's it called again? Union, that they both. I grew up too early. I don't know that there's these things. That theory. But they wanted to both be first of the it's both the day of the Misa, and it's also before the it's also after the Kavura. There's no such set, whatever you want to call it, is then it's garnish. Yes? Yeah, I can't argue that with me. I mean, that's why, that's why all the class from the Farshim all get stuck with this Kavaldic and Kasher, but you, Hager, everybody. And I'm thinking about Kat, you caught the puzzle of Chalp, and Chalp, and Ben Ashem. You're right. It's hard for me to argue with you. Only thing is, I lay out on my side, on my side, the Sacrament of Government Kerevet. On my side, I have the fact that Yamin himself in his Sefer Mitzvah. But he quotes the Makairis, that's why he's so careful. He quotes the Malka properly. He quotes the puzzle, I think you can even see it here. He's passing the Father. Here. He quotes the every mitzvah with his smoker, and he tells you, what the pasuk is that teaches you to do. Here it is. Leos are calling me panim the kravan who is ablam alayim. Bishar kravan came with sudum is adol shenema lo yitama. Come on for me. The fish. Alright, so what do you do with this drama? I don't know. Drama. This is in the Yad HaChazaka already. We get to the very beginning, he tells you, he lists off this, all the mitzvahs I say. In Lamed Zayin, he spells it out. He backed out and said for mitzvahs. No. Here it's in the minyan mitzvah. The beginning of the Yad HaChazaka. This is not say for mitzvahs. This is in Yad HaChazaka. That's why I took the other volume out. So we should read to you from the Yad HaChazaka at the beginning. Because the mitzvah, he called the say for mitzvah. I'm reading Yad HaChazaka. Let's just say Lama Zion, he looks at it and looks it up. Yeah. The apostle kind of they only did many I said. Oh, that's what I said just a minute ago. Even though that's a different Indian, that's an Indian if I need it. But on the other hand, you have to draw the line somewhere, so we're going to say a person, that's actually some line. How do you know? Because it didn't have, what, let's call it a related area. Avaninus, not the same thing, but it's certainly related. So therefore, Avon felt it appropriate to derive from there the cutoff of one day. Hayom. Yes, Avon. Very good. Because the pasuk, it says lo yitama. What's the next word? Kishar kovei, right? Even like not so on. The kiddush that even a kohen who has an inner kumuna is not the lot of the tana in general. Even he. And of course, I may have passed through the time, and you saw that tremendous thing in your cover of Macy's, right? La Yitama, right? Right. But you swear it would also have to be.
It's just an important thing of Kavod HaMeir, so everyone has to be Matana and only a Tayyar, and everyone has to be Mitzvah, because that's an integral part of Kavod HaMeir. This is what I wanted to suggest, and the Mishnah already alludes to it by saying he doesn't derive it from here, and I didn't see the Adas Yaakov, but I'm told from my reliable source, that's what it says there as well. This is printed in the Beit Tikkun, so take a look, I think page 62, in the one that you can take a copy of from the table, that's where it's printed in the kitchen. Yes. How did you know when I read a star? It's beautiful. You said that's the best part. What does it say? Lead time, lead other. When you finish in some part, you start to have a star. When you finish in some part, that's mirror. You may understand why it's just going until then. That obviates all the needs that are with all the zaken. You say positive.
Is it like
two parts of
the
year? No, the first word is not a part.
The first part
ends. By Kura. The Kura is when the Kuma part ends, that's when the Avail starts again.
He said, Aminus
will show him in the day. So that's the, look. Till the Kura, there can't be anything because it's still the Yitana. Okay. After the first day is over, he can't be anything because the Hayom is a limiting factor. So the only time the Avail is the right to go to Amim is if the Nis and the Kura on the same day, after the Kura, so Shkia, that's the Avail is the right. Aninus for customs, yes. If Aninus custom colonized customer Matashani, yes. You also have Averus Midarite. Now before the school you had Aninus on custom also, but you didn't have Averus then because you were busy with the Tumah. So it all fits in perfectly. Oh, I read his cash is good. So the last Rambam is not, and that's what everyone didn't think of this chat. So the Rambam starts off, this is a fair, it's not a problem, it's a never, they're found to kind of a image of their chat. Bingo. So I mean, that's what the Ramban, that it had Taurus, everyone else had Taurus. But it's very sad, if the chat is correct, then all the problems are obvious. Although I can see that the Rambam was at the beginning, is not so great. Oh. Now, what will come out according to this, Rabotai? According to Maimah Hala. Somebody who's not chayav in plural. Someone about whom it's not said lo yitam. Someone who's not allowed in the tame to a korah. Who's such a person? Is that a person? Who's such a person? I'm a chalwat. Who? What? Who? Chayav goro. Nozi. What's the din? Is it din of avelis? The law and behold, the minchas kinuch says, the mitzvah great son of Dalit, but a chayav goro and a nozi who are through of the tame, there is no mitzvah avelis. Fits in perfectly with my mouth. The veil is in Summa of the same. Ram says so in the Terry Bay, the whole Mahalak over here. But there, there's no din of Summa, there's nothing on the veil. Ah, it's against the affair to Rambam, of all things. It's against the Rambam. Ram is in the Terry Dine, a lot of love. Ram speaks about a veil is for a Kohen Godot. Kohen Godot, Chayev, a whole different veil is Givalt. Givalt. Goes against everything we just said. So the answer is as follows. Turned Zion a lot of love and up with Ovel. So the Amex Rafa, I mentioned it once before though, Alison Briskarov, Kazanish, he says, you sure, but it's only the Rabbanim. I'm going to turn Zion a lot of love, he's talking on the Rabbanim level. The Rabbanim is a different story. On the Raisa level, in Achinami, whatever, there's no Chiv Kru, there's no Chiv Avel. The Rabbanim imposed Chiyuvim of Avel on the Kohen Gadol. And I saw a very nice Ryan who said for all that you suffer. Sin and Gimel, where he says that he proves it. Why? Jamal throw the sin and health on Parak